The Shadow Treasurer, Joe Hockey, says he's sceptical that the government will be tough in this year's budget. The Shadow Treasurer has spoken to Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane.
Well, this is like Groundhog Day. Every budget Wayne Swan's delivered. Before each budget, he promises Armageddon. Then we get a series of confused, deliberate leaks from the government. And then we end up with a budget that looks nothing like what the actual outcome of the budget ends up being.
You don't think he's going to be tough?
It'll be the first tough budget he's had if he has a tough budget. And I just think, in this case, a swan's not going to change its spots.
You'd welcome cuts, though. You've been calling for them for a long time.
Well, we don't necessarily welcome cuts, but we think they need to be delivered because this is a government that has massively increased government expenditure and it's engaged in a tremendous amount of waste. And the latest example being digital set-top boxes that are far more expensive than what Gerry Harvey can deliver to people's homes.
The economy, though, is going through a structural change. The country's dealing with a high dollar, fluctuating commodity prices and collapsing revenue. They're things outside the government's control, aren't they?
Well, there will always be events outside the government's control, except for the fact that the government keeps announcing spending programs. And the best example is the carbon tax, which they refused to put in last year's budget. And when it is revealed just a few months after the budget, it becomes clear that the government's introducing a carbon tax package that actually makes the budget worse and not better, and only Labor could introduce new tax packages and leave the budget worse off.
It was known last year that Treasury was quite keen to introduce means testing of the childcare rebate, but the government didn't opt for that. Is that something that you'd support?
Well, from our perspective, the government's got to come clean on what it proposes to do on a range of different areas of expenditure. On the one hand, it writes out checks for nearly $250 million to international companies. On the other hand, it starts cutting back on family support. The bottom line is they'll promise a budget surplus, but we won't know whether they'll actually deliver it until September 2013, and by then I'd expect the election's well out of the way, and we find, if there is a change of government, that they've yet again delivered another budget deficit.
The $275 million assistance that was announced for Holden last week, you said that you had deep reservations about it. Would you keep that assistance or would you cut it?
Well, my deep reservations are well-founded, given that it's now becoming clear, after questions in the South Australian Parliament, that the government of South Australia and the Labor government in Canberra received no commitments from Holden to protect jobs, particularly in Elizabeth and South Australia.
Would you cut it?
Well, we don't know what it's for. So when the government comes clean on what they're actually getting for $250 million of taxpayers' money, then we'll be better informed like every other Australian.
The Shadow Treasurer, Joe Hockey, speaking to Chief Political Correspondent, Sabra Lane.